Welcome to the NintendoWorldReport.com newscast. Today is, today is the weekend. It is Saturday, December 4th, when you're listening to this. Not when we recorded it, because we're not magic.
Well, Saturday, December 4th, that will be the day of RFN Live.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah, that's exciting.
You might be listening to us right now, and we'll be live.
I am Andy. That is Neil. That is Nathan.
Hey.
That is Zach.
How will they know?
We are the newscast crew. They can consult the FAQ. So this week we have some. Oh God, we have worthless
news?
Downloads to talk about. Actually, we're not going to talk about that. We have news. We have some new releases. We have some games that we're reviewing. We have the same things we always have. God, this formula is getting kind of tired, isn't it? We should change it up.
We got sausages.
We got sausages.
2011 newscast revolution. What?
Newscast revolution. Stay tuned.
It will not be televised.
Hey, Neil, what's your reviewing?
I'm reviewing Epic Mickey, which came out yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Is it epic?
It's cool. Yeah, actually, it is pretty epic. I don't know how familiar you guys are with the story, but the whole thing is that Mickey goes into some kind of forgotten character's wasteland that he actually caused to be so bad, because he accidentally, like, knocked paint thinner on it or something. And he's trapped in there, and he has to make everything better and get out of there. So he goes around a kind of, like, twisted-looking Disneyland with, like, you know, all the... There's a lot of references to rides and, you know, different Disney things throughout it. I know TYP talked about this on both RFN and in his impressions. There is this one area called Mickey Junk Mountain that you go to pretty early in the game that is based off the Matterhorn Mountain that's in Disneyland, and it also has a bunch of, like, old Mickey, like, NES and Super Nintendo and Genesis games just kind of hanging out around there.
They named so you can, like, mountain read, like, after
Mickey
Mickey's
Junk Mountain.
Junk?
Yes. But, I mean, it also has, like, there's, like, an area with, like, puzzle pieces for Mickey puzzles and a lot of other, like lunchboxes and stuff like that. While the name is bad, it's a very, very cool and visually pleasing area, which kind of goes for the entire game. It's really a beautiful game. I don't think I'd go on record saying, like Warren Spector did, that it's the best looking Wii game ever, but it is a really, really nice looking game, and there's a lot of cool effects, like how, like, because Mickey's part phantom blot or whatever, so he'll be, like, dripping at some points. It's weird, but I mean, just a lot of the visual touches in the game are really cool, and if you're into Disney stuff at all, it's like you're entrenched in everything Disney related throughout it. There's actually a Tron inspired boss, which I thought was pretty cool. I went through that recently.
Does it have Olivia Wilde in it?
No, sadly
not.
Then,
fuck it.
Do you guys have anything that you want to know about the game?
How does it play? What do you do?
So the whole, it's all based around the paint and thinner mechanic, where you go in and using the pointer, you can either, you know, with the B button, use paint, and that will, like, restore area, or, like, you know, make enemies good, or you use thinner with the Z button, which, will, you know, remove areas and make enemies just, like, die. And you use that to basically solve a variety of different environmental puzzles and stuff like that, that'll be, like, you know, go around and look for these phone boxes to make the telephone work, and you'll have to use thinner to unveil them, and then use paint to fill them in again. It's a lot of there's a lot of fetch quest stuff throughout it, but some of it works and some of it doesn't. Like, there's one where I had to look for to make a bouquet of flowers to give to a pirate so he could romance a cow, and it was kind of really monotonous to go through these different areas that are all connected by those really cool 2D levels that are cool the first time you go through them, but then you have to use them to traverse to different areas again and again, which gets a little tired.
Oh, yippee.
And sometimes the game isn't that clear as to where exactly you have to go. But
so, how sure are you that this is a good game?
I'm definitely enjoying it, but I have a lot of problems with it. Like, they do have a lot of cool and, like, choice throughout it with the whole playstyle matters thing that, you know, that the PR buzzword for the game, where it doesn't feel like the choices really do all that much, which kind of sucks. And it's like your reward will be like, you got some, you know, currency as opposed to getting a pin. And, like, The pins don't really do anything for you. Yeah, as I'm putting this into words, this game sounds a lot worse than it was in my head. Like, I'm still enjoying it, and yeah, I definitely will play.
How much effect do you have on the world? Like, they've been playing that up a lot. Like, oh, you can affect it, and the characters react, and you change the story, you change the world. But it looks like
you don't really change the story. But I think, like, in the ending, there will be different characters there, depending on if you help them or not, or something like that. That's
okay. So it's actually like you're helping people out. It's not just like you erased stuff a lot. You get this ending,
yeah.
Or you painted stuff.
Like, let's see. I'm trying to think of an example here, and you guys know the character Pete from like old Disney shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Mickey's rival. So there's a point early on where like he crashed his ship into this area and everyone's blaming him for it. But you have to kind of go out of your way to get his ship's log. And in the first place, you could just completely ignore that. And, you know, he will be damned by those people there and you'll never see him again. Or you can get the log and go into the boat and then give it to, you know, one of these characters who will then he will be deemed innocent. Or you could sell it to another guy, and I didn't actually take that route, so I don't know what happened there. But because I saved Pete, then there's like another Pete, because there's like four different versions of him throughout the entire game. Another Pete will then offer you a bunch of different missions that you can take on later in the game. And I think that happens in a couple other scenarios, most of which I might not have really seen yet. And I believe there was another time where because I saved Pete, I avoided a boss battle. And... yeah.
Okay. Here's a question for you. Are the choices that you make, is it like Bioshock where it's either obviously right or obviously not right? Like if you don't save Pete, are you an asshole?
Kind of. Like it's not really like, you know, like, oh, you get bad points, like you killed a little girl, like as in Bioshock, and you're the devil. It's not really quite as, like, completely, like, black and white as, like, that's good or that's bad. Sometimes there's a little bit of gray area, but usually if you kind of, you know, think about it more, like, talk to different people in the area, you'll be like, all right, if I give the cow flowers, she'll be really happy, and if I give her an ice cream cake, she'll be pissed.
Hmm. How obvious are these choices when you come across them? Are they, like, dialogue prompts, or are they just naturally evolve when you play the game?
Sometimes they're dialogue prompts. Other times, like in certain areas, it'll be like, you could do this or do that. The choice is up to you. Or it'll be like, you'll have this one option, and you'll stumble upon something else that basically means, like, you don't have to do that at all. Like, it'll, like, fix it before you even get there, which is kind of cool. And then you can go off into different areas, too. I mean, the one thing that I'm not really too keen on about is that I tweeted this, actually, right before this episode, about how I get a lot of agita when I play this game, because usually... In certain cases, after you leave an area, you can't go back. At least, maybe at the end of the game, I don't know yet. And so I'll be like, well, did I get everything? Like, I mean, I kind of want to move forward, but did I miss something? And, like, there will be a quest where you're not sure if you have to go to the next area to complete it. It's kind of unclear with objectives at times, which is frustrating, but
yeah,
it's still fun.
Like I was saying earlier, like, I have no problem with, you know, the choices you make affecting the way the game plays out. But I really don't like it when they make it obvious that you're making a choice that affects the gameplay. Like,
yeah.
if you're gonna pull that shit, make it subtle and make it so I just understand what I'm doing as I play the game. Like, it's kind of like the show versus tell, age old debate of show versus tell. Let me make my choices, but let me just interpret the way I'm playing the game and have the computer just understand what I'm doing. Don't stop me with the dialogue prompt and say, "Do you want
to
do
this basically...
or do that?"
It does both, in all honesty. Like, there's sometimes where it's that very clear-cut, like you know, you have your gremlin guide will be like, oh, you could go help those people over there, you could help those people over there, it's up to you. Or it'll just be like, you know, oh, there's your objective, find a way to do it. Which those are the best parts of the game.
Yeah.
And, I mean, definitely, I'm going to have a really, really hard time writing this review, because I am enjoying it, but I recognize so many issues with it. Like, it's not a terrible game, but it's definitely not an amazing game. Like,
so it's
epic.
It's not the 2 or 3 years of hype that we wanted?
No. I mean, unless you're really into Disney stuff, which I'm definitely a fan of Disney stuff, so I'm kind of enjoying that aspect of it. But if you're not into Disney stuff, like, fucking avoid this game. But if you're really into Disney stuff, what are you waiting for? Like, It's the kind of thing where, like, I'm definitely comparing this to, in my head, like, X-Men Origins Wolverine for 360, which I played and loved, partially because, you know, I generally like X-Men stuff. Like, I mean, it's just a God of War clone, but because the license was there, I enjoyed that game. Much like, if you strip away the Disney stuff from this game, I would fucking hate it. But because the Disney stuff is there, it makes it a little bit more tolerable, and I enjoy the game more because of it. And I don't think I'd fucking hate it, but I definitely wouldn't enjoy it as much as
this
I
This is really shallow of me, but I was kind of, like, down on the game once I heard its title.
I remember that,
Dude,
yeah.
That's totally epic, Mickey.
It's like epic Mickey. And then I saw the art, and I'm like, this is stupid. I just did not care.
Did you play a demo at all at E3, Nate?
I watched a demo being played, and I didn't care to wait for it, so...
Yeah.
I had to play.
I mean, it's definitely.
I got to play the Tron iPhone game instead.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah.
But it's really like it's going to be a difficult game to review, which I'm not really looking forward to. But as far as playing it, I'm looking forward to doing that. Like because it's an enjoyable game. It's just I wouldn't say it's for everybody, and it's got some problems, but it's also got some good parts of it too. And really, the world that they created.
It's got a great personality.
Yeah, it's got great personality. You know, like the body made
pudgy around the edges
in the bed.
No, oh, not very good at doing certain things, but that's okay. You just grit your teeth.
Now I've got images in my head. Thank you.
Of Epic Mickey, which is what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Where's my mind gone?
Mickey's junk.
But really, this yeah, Mickey. Mickey's Junk Mountain. The style and presentation of the game is top-notch. Like, that's one thing that needs to be said more, is that really visually the game is really impressive. But the gameplay doesn't really hold up. And, I mean, from looking at reviews, which I did before the game came out, and, I mean, it seems to be what everyone's saying, and the general consensus is pretty much right.
I just feel like I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I don't know if it's because I'm out of money or because I genuinely don't care, but, you know, given my general indifference toward this game through the whole cycle, I don't think I'm ever going to pick it up.
Yeah.
Probably never.
And I don't think you're really missing out on too much. Like, I feel like this is a game that, you know, just it's kind of a... As far as we had that email thread, I think Pedro sent out about, like, IGN's top 10 disappointing games of 2010...
Games.
Where it was just, like, a bunch of games that they scored in the 8 and 9s, and they were labeled disappointing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's going to be one of those things where, like, you know, I might end up giving it a, you know, like, not a terrible score, but it'd definitely be a disappointment for me.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
and,
I'm definitely,
and
like...
why do you think it's a disappointment?
This is your Metroid Other M.
Did you see some quality in it that you were looking forward to? What was it that attracted you to the game and raised your expectations outside of just the hype train?
Well, I mean, the idea of it, and not really the concept art. The concept art was kind of just like,
what is
the
idea
robots?
Of Epic Mickey to you? It's just a 3D action platformer, right? And that was...
Yeah, that was, in all honesty, that was the idea of what it was to me, and that appealed to me. I like those kind of games. And the idea of being in a kind of virtual Disneyland sounded really cool, too. And the whole concept behind it of, you know, all those forgotten characters and everything, which is still the part of the game that I'm really enjoying... And then there was all that stuff about playstyle matters and, you know, how you play will change the game and how it seemed all, you know, grand and amazing when it was first announced. And then slowly as the game got closer to coming out,
really
there was that looming fear that, like, you know, maybe those guys are just full of shit. And they kind of were.
They never demonstrated that your playstyle mattered. Once did I see a convincing demo or video about that. And even when they talked about it, they couldn't really say anything concrete. And, like, I noticed that in your interview that we posted.
Yeah.
You know, they just sort of alluded to this substance. Like, oh, you know, we're not talking about it now, but there's all this stuff in the game, and you're going to love it.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
All right, so Epic Mickey, kind of disappointing. I'll have a full review sometime soon. And now let's go to Zach with the spinning top report.
Yep. I got in the mail... From, I think it was you, Neil. I think you actually sent it to me.
It was.
I opened up the box, and all I got was hatred. I got
Wait, now, to be clear, Zach, this is the demo?
The demo I actually just forgot about for the Wii. I was like, fuck this game.
Can you do a blog on the demo in like a month?
Sure, why not? You know,
compared to the final game?
Yeah. No, I think Pedro has the Wii game.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
that's okay. So, they're probably the same.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Seems like
Do you spin a top on the touchscreen?
Beyblade or Beyblade? I just call it the top spinning game.
Do you spin a top?
That's what it is.
On the touchscreen?
Well, here's what you do. You click story mode, and then you click equip your top.
Oh, I'm out.
What do you mean?
And then you
click,
go through
like...
all these menus that don't really mean shit because they don't affect your performance at all. Hmm. And then you actually get into the match, and here's what I love about the top game, as I'm just going to call it, because Beyblade is stupid.
Close relative to the owl game.
Yeah. No, this is, yeah, that's
we just
true.
Refer to games as, like, just what they are as opposed to the stupid name that people give them.
Yeah.
The rodent junk game.
Yeah.
So you've got these two rivals, right? These two teenage kids who want to tear each other limb from limb. But...
okay.
The rules of society demand that they use Newtonian physics to duke it out.
So can't they just hit each other?
You would think so.
I mean, we live in Newtonian space, don't we?
Well, keep in mind, Team Rocket doesn't know that there are guns available.
Okay.
So
they also have a talking cat.
They do.
So
they do have a talking cat. But Beyblade, what you do is... just imagine these two kids who want to kill each other, but instead of doing like a dance-off like a civilized human being,
right,
they whip out these stupid little plastic top launchers, which include tops, and they pull a ripcord, and the tops, which are 2 inches tall, fly into a metal ball, probably 6 inches wide, and just kind of hit each other, because they're spinning around, and sometimes they'll accidentally knock into each other, right? And just when you think it's that's stupid enough, one of the tops will unleash a special attack in which it will leap miles into the sky, crash down into the dish, we're still in the dish, the ground will split open, and fiery lava will spew out.
Wow.
So basically...
dude, that's epicer than Epic Mickey.
You just throw all your eggs into one basket and hope that your top finishes?
Yep. That actually is what you do, because... There are touch controls for the top, like you can suggest that it move in a specific direction.
Right, but you can't tell a top where to go.
No, you can't. You can't. It's kind of predetermined
once
the direction
of the
screen.
I do love how it's like, if you press the left button, you'll suggest that it goes in that direction. That doesn't guarantee anything.
How would
it be like, you're playing Mario, and it's just like, well, you can suggest that he jumps. He might not do it.
Mario's just like, fuck it, I'm going right.
It uses Wii speak. You have to just
Mario.
Well,
he just turns around. Punk, it's Mario.
you can tap the top to either make it move or jump. The top can leap
right
across the dish.
Right, of course.
Of course, that's what tops do all the time.
Yes,
or it can fly into its opponent. But the action on the tops are spinning so quickly and in random directions that it's often just very hard to tap your top
now,
at all.
Yeah, it's always hard to tap your top.
I agree.
Tap and top.
Yes. I was going to make a joke, but it would probably lead into a conversation, so I'm going to stop.
Well, whatever. But the game does support online multiplayer, which I tried to play, but nobody was... go figure. Nobody wanted to play with me.
Shit, Zach, I was on from 3 to 8 last night. You don't...
oh, damn it.
Oh, my God.
Well, it also has single card downloadable play, which is nice.
Wow.
It also has multi-card play. So, you know...
wow.
There's that.
Single
and then
card.
There's Wii Connectivity, where you can unlock other parts for your Beyblade, which don't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess it, like, uses features.
Do you know what would be better?
Exactly. And you can yell into the microphone during a match if you're losing to gain more health.
Yeah, like advertise that on the back of the box. Like, yell into the microphone! Like, okay, cool.
I want a game that uses, like, just the Wii remote, and it's a Pogs game.
Oh man, I would buy that in a day.
And okay, no, and imagine like if you do a really good like slam with the slammer, yeah. It does the kind of like thing that Pac-Man CEDX does. It goes like like through all the pogs. Oh my god. That would be awesome.
The first time I went to Disneyland, this is back when I was like 11. They gave me pogs, Disney themed pogs when I went in.
Right.
It was like some sort of thing they were doing. That was Did you get awesome, a slammer? Disney pogs. Dude, no, they didn't give me a slammer.
We should make a newscast slammer.
Dude, we should make a podcast.
Dude, I'm gonna. We should have podcast right after Polocast.
Yes. I can never actually get the slammer to. I can never get the stack of pogs to like go flying in a correct manner.
Right.
You know, because that's not really. The way they suggest it works doesn't actually work that way.
Well, okay,
I've actually
stopped
paying attention because I'm looking up on YouTube how Pogs is supposed to actually function.
Andy doesn't know about Pogs.
We're describing to you how it functions.
I know what they are.
Wait, Andy,
I remember collecting them. I don't remember actually playing it because
exactly.
It was so long ago.
I never gave a shit about the Pogs. I just like the Slammers.
There was a There was a Pog shop by my...
I never quite understood exactly how one was supposed to get the Pogs to do anything by hitting them with a slammer.
Yeah, because they don't flip over. The slammer just hits the stack.
It's all in the wrist.
Yeah.
Like basically, you got to tap the top.
I think that's a good stopping point.
Yeah.
We came
back.
So
this game's shit.
Yeah. We figured that much, Zach.
My review's going up shortly. Read it. It's funny.
Yeah, no, I'd skim through the review. I'll probably edit it sometime soon. I have to get to Pedro's Pac-Man Party review first.
Yay!
Pedro,
Pac-Man.
So, Nathan.
Yes.
You have school?
I have, I've been playing school. The game of not sleeping. Actually, I'm running on zero sleep now. I fell asleep for half an hour yesterday.
Bro.
I woke up and my Facebook chat window was filled with the letter E. And I was like, oh. And that's been my week. I designed a freeway interchange and a water treatment plant.
That's cool.
Design Jurassic Park.
The closest I've gotten is I put a carousel in one of my designs.
It's kind of
hidden. I made an underground structure with a carousel in it. And then
did you put torches above to keep monsters away?
No. And then my highway drawing, the entire thing is actually inside the eye of a pirate. So if you zoom out enough, you'll see that it's in a pirate's eye.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking of adding a boat. I don't know if I have enough time, but yeah.
Just toss it in.
Yeah. If they basically it's for when the professor either zooms out or if he tries to print it. Because it'll print to scale and it'll just be a pirate.
If it prints to scale,
will your professor appreciate this or really be like that son of a bitch?
He will understand if he notices that my name's on it. So,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, we're cool.
You're operating on no sleep. I'm sure he understands.
Yeah. And it's all his fault. So, yeah. Yay.
Yay. Are you at least doing well in the game of school?
I am doing well. Yes.
Good.
Thanksgiving was good too. I don't know if I want to start a Thanksgiving.
How bright is your future? Do you have to wear shades?
What? Yes. Yes,
all
Zach.
Right.
Thank you for the greeting card quotation or something.
It's a song. Future's so bright I gotta wear shades.
Zach, I don't listen to popular music.
It's an 80s song.
So?
Oh.
We were barely born in the 80s.
Zach, I was born in 89.
Hey, I was born in 82. Screw you.
I was born in 89.
Oh, you people are young. 89? What the
89.
Jesus Christ? One of the things I do at work is I input new employees into our safety our safety database.
Is that really safe for them? You having access to them?
Probably not. But right. I get to list their birthdays, and there are people born like 1990, 1991. I'm like, what the shit?
Oh wow! Well, they should be put to death, but I'm safe.
I agree.
Yeah.
So Andy, you awake?
Yeah, more or less.
He's dead. He's dead. We've established he's dead.
Your Wii is almost broken, or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you care to explain?
Long-time listeners, I guess.
Long-time listener, big fan.
They'd probably remember that my Wii was, like, locking up and shit, like, oh, about 6 months ago or so, and then it kind of stopped doing that, and I was all excited. I kind of thought maybe it had to do with the fact that whenever I unplugged it, it started acting up again, and I hadn't unplugged it for a while, but I don't even think it got unplugged. I think now it's just fucking up again. It like, locks up the second I go into the Wii Shop channel. It doesn't even have a chance to connect. It just immediately locks up, so.
Oh.
I think you should contact a doctor. I think if you haven't unplugged your Wii in a while, or,
if your Wii is still plugged in for up to 4 hours,
you should talk to your doctor about Wiisinex.
After gameplay.
Wiisinex.
or Wiista or something.
You talk to your doctor about having a Wii Speakish.
Throw down my copay of $80 and they can copy over my junk.
Mickey's junk.
Mickey's junk.
I wait the day when rappers start using STDs as their name, like K-Rabs.
Don't they already do that?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Don't. Anyway, I'm going to send it in. Get it fixed.
What are we talking about?
Tired of this bullshit. Nothing in particular. Let's move on. Hey, Neil.
Okay, so we have some news stories going on in this bitch. First up, the final Bitrip game has been named. It's called Bitrip Flux. Moving on. There will also be more Bitrip Runner, apparently. In an interview with Destructoid, one of the dudes from Gaijin Games talked about how Bitrip Runner is their most popular game, and they are going to do more of it. As a big fan of Bitrip Runner, I'm super excited.
Never played it either.
It's really good. You should play it sometime.
I am boycotting downloading things on Nintendo platforms.
Okay. I see a lot of people doing that lately, actually. I've kind of been doing it accidentally, as in that, like, I just kind of stopped paying attention to DSiWare games for a while, because I just got pissed off with the download service in general, not really because I'm like annoyed with their 200, how you can't just buy 200 points.
That's what I'm annoyed.
That's what I hate. Yeah.
I'm going to write them a very strongly worded letter, send it to their mother, because it takes me off to no end. Why can't I buy $2 of their stupid points?
Why do I have to input my credit card information every time I buy a downloadable game?
Well, that's just like their security system, right? So they're not saving your info.
I mean, with a portable, I kind of understand that. Because, like, what if you lost that, then someone could just hop on.
That's a good feature. But why is it that I don't want to spend $10 so I can only use two of it? I hate that.
Right.
It's so stupid. And I know why they do it, but I hate it.
Why do they do it?
Because now you have $8 sitting in your account.
And you can buy another game, or two, or four.
Well, that you didn't plan on buying. Well, I gotta spend these points.
Yeah, no, that's how I was with Shantae.
Well, see, I got the $20 to get Shantae. Now I've got this $8 sitting here, and I want to get Cave Story, but I don't have... Like, I know $8 is not going to break the bank, but...
How much is Cave Story?
$10.
$10.
Oh, shit.
And I have 800 points. It's infuriating.
Yeah, it pissed me off.
I want to buy your game, but you're holding me back from doing it.
Yep.
I mean, it's not Nintendo's game, obviously, but, you know, I want to spend money on their servers that they profit from.
Right.
But enough about that. Let's talk about Neil.
Well, I guess, I mean, I haven't even played any of the WiiWare demos, so this isn't really talking about me.
I would love to, but I can't get to the Wii Shop channel. that's how I learned my system was broken, because I wanted to get a demo and it wouldn't work.
Fucking demos, man.
I have not had time.
Yeah. WiiWare demos are back, baby.
Yeah.
We talked about this last week, though.
Right, for Europe. For Europe. Now
oh,
we have
for Europe. Yeah, you're right.
There are currently 5 games. Cave Story for WiiWare, which we did a game club back in March.
Good game.
So,
awesome game.
Very, very good game.
I actually, if you don't already have it, I recommend it on DSi over... Wii, because...
Well, it depends on what kind of player you are, because the Wii
like
one actually...
a game.
Well, the WiiWare one actually has more content, I'm pretty sure.
That's
like,
probably
And also, the DSiWare version, I'm pretty sure, has the old-school graphics and everything, which a lot of people seem to prefer anyway, but it doesn't have... It's more of, like, kind of a straight port of the PC game, whereas the WiiWare one
was... I like that. I love the PC music. Oh,
yeah, I'm pretty, like, I don't know
$2?
Too much about the DSiWare game, but I'm pretty sure that's with it. Yep.
Well, either way, you need to get it, play it, because it's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I know Zach was saying in an email thread or something about how you might get Cave Story for DSiWare because you're probably more apt to play it on the, it's a portable game for you.
Oh, definitely.
I agree with that. and because I haven't actually beaten Cave Story yet, but
me neither. I'm
probably
stuck
beat
on
it
green
if I played it on DSi.
Who spits sperm at you?
Yeah, that's a bitch.
Mickey's junk. Yeah, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait till I can plan out what I'm gonna spend that 800 points on.
Yeah,
and if I actually want it.
I don't know how much I have sitting on my DSi, but if I don't have to, if I can just put a flat $10 on it, then I might just get it.
Hey, one time I turned on my Wii and I had like 500 points just sitting there. I was like, cool.
Oh, dude, I love that.
I've got 400 points sitting there. What am I going to do with that?
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing. God, that's why I hate it.
Oh. Moving on, the other demos are Bishop Fate, which my review just went up. I was kind of disappointed by it.
Yep.
Through Space, which is like, I don't know. Does anyone know what Through Space is? We talked about it
a while ago.
Really, it's a Nintendo published game.
I have no idea.
I think it's
is.
Like the like it's kind of it's like where you make the shapes to go through things or something. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Did we somehow get tricked into talking about the downloads again?
We God did. Damn.
No. Yes. This is we were demos.
But it's downloads. But it's a trick. It's this is all.
Those
a trick.
Sons of bitches. They do listen to us.
Sort of is.
Fuck.
Whatever.
Anyways,
let's move on.
Yeah, here we are postulating about games we've not played and have no interest in playing. Yeah, that's
well, Jet Rock and I actually have an interest
through the
in,
holes, right?
Yeah, that's what Through Space is. Jet Rocket is like a 3D action platformer.
Right.
The last demo is And Yet It Moves, and going on, Club Nintendo has some new rewards.
Thank you,
Nintendo. There's washcloths. There's three different styles of washcloth
how
that
many
you can
points,
get.
How many points for a washcloth?
350.
I would do it. That's better than the crappy desktop calendar I got.
That's better than the pins.
The desktop
The screensaver. There's a Dragon Quest IX screensaver, which you can get for 10 points.
Ooh.
Now, is this washcloth required if you want to wash your Wii? Or can you use a regular one, too?
Is it machine washable?
I mean, to be fair, the washcloth... the washcloths don't look like... The idea of the washcloths are retarded, but they kind of look cool, I guess.
No.
It's not one of those dry clean-only washcloths, is it?
I will bet you money they're cheaply produced.
I would use it as a game bib. So I would just recline and leave food on my stomach or my upper chest and sort of eat like that.
It is a Cheeto dust receptacle.
There you go.
Sure.
That's what it's for.
I used to just use the... Never mind. I was going to say I used the Happy Birthday Mart box for that. But
do you guys remember the old old Nintendo Power, kind of Nintendo Power Rewards catalog? Did you ever get that? Where they had like little plushes and they had CDs and they had all sorts of games. Why isn't that shit on Club Nintendo,
I don't
man?
Know.
They've
I
just got it in a warehouse somewhere.
I didn't get a Nintendo Power subscription until I was 16.
Well, good for you. I mean,
no,
was that 2 years ago?
I didn't like Nintendo Power because they were propaganda.
Tobias?
I...
What? Is that an Arrested Development reference?
No, Tobias.
It's clever wordplay.
Oh. Yeah.
Continue.
All right. Well, whatever, fuck it. I just wish that Club Nintendo rewards were better, as does everybody else. And every time we get new ones... You know, we're like, seriously? Washcloths?
Yeah.
Well, I did the survey today that was like, what rewards would you want? And it's like, games, collectibles, CDs, and then it's like, apparel. I forget what they actually... They had some kind of wording that was like, these stupid fucking bags that were trying to trick you into spending your money on.
No, I want that.
Spending your coins,
I want a Yoshi bag. I want a Kirby bag that makes the noise when you open its mouth.
That would be pretty sweet, I gotta say.
Uh-huh.
Remember that time they used to reward you with, like, a disc full of Zelda games?
Oh man, those were the days.
Remember when Nintendo loved you?
And then they got all popular and shit, and they just threw us to the curb.
And then Andy Gergen died.
That was sad. So let's move on to new releases.
Newspaper.
But I died with a
We got three big new releases. We got the Monkey Platformer, the Mouse Game, and the Emoticon RPG.
Okay, so Donkey Kong,
something,
Golden Sun, and Epic Mickey.
I'm not liking Donkey Kong as much as Andy did. I need to get through it, though.
Talk about it, Zach.
Well,
talk about it.
Nathan, you haven't gotten Donkey Kong yet, right?
No. Don't spoil it for me.
Zach, why are you kind of disappointed in it? I'm curious.
Well, Sean Connery dies 5 minutes in. That kind of blew.
What? The fuck, man?
Wait, the old monkey dies?
No. Actually, the old monkey's the only monkey that's in it. That's kind of sucks.
He's the only one that lives? I will buy the game right now.
Connery? Sean Congery?
Oh, look at that.
Look at Andy.
Oh, I like that one.
Stepping up.
Touché, sir. Touché. He's better
taking
than ever.
Taking the comedy reins away from all of us.
I just trademarked that, just so you know.
Wow. I don't like it because of the blow mechanic, because it makes you stop. It stops all forward momentum. I don't like
the... Does the blow mechanic really used that often?
You're just
If you just want to collect everything, you have to use it. If you don't...
If you're a completionist, then yeah. It is.
Would you say that the blowing sucks?
I would say that the blowing sucks, yes.
So is there more
sucking
than
that
blowing?
One, yeah. Right. I would say there's more blowing than sucking.
Wow.
And there's never any swat.
Pretty hot.
Interesting combo.
I know. I don't like the shake, the Wii remote, to do anything.
Yeah.
That should just not be in games. And I'll tell you right now, I suspected this last week when Andy was talking about it, but I'd bet you my bottom dollar that Retro did not have that in the original build. I'll bet Retro was like, you can press a button, and Nintendo was like, you have to shake something. It's the Wii.
Yeah.
They had a big meeting where they were like, what happens when you shake the remote? And Retro was like, the remote.
I can imagine
the remote moves.
Miyamoto just walks up to the screen and he tries playing and he shakes the Wii remote and nothing happens and he just turns around and gives someone a cold as fuck look.
Yes.
And everyone slinks out of the room.
I mean, they could have mapped the
fuck, we should have just stuck with Metroid, man.
They could have mapped the, well, I guess they mapped a lot to the shaking, now that I think about it. If you hold down the D-pad, if you duck and shake, you blow. If you are moving forward and shake, you roll.
Oh, my God.
And if you shake...
That is more complicated. So wait. Donkey Kong has to get on his knees to blow?
He does.
Yeah, he's been asking for knee pads for quite a while, but you know.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, how do you think he keeps Candy Kong happy, man?
Oh, you want the pillow?
That line was actually originally omitted from the DK rap. They changed it to something else, Fires and Spurts.
But the rest of the game is good. I mean, it's
on
it's
his
good
knees
overall.
To please.
It's good overall. I'm not going to give it too much shit.
Yeah, I'm excited to play it. I don't know when that'll be. It might be soon. It might be.
How's
Christmas.
The?
I don't know.
How is it
going
to be so
like better than Epic Kirby or whatever the fuck it's called? Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Kirby's Epic Yarn.
What's
How are you? How are you handling the difficulties, Zach?
Aside from that first unlockable temple level that you and I were talking about,
yeah,
it's pretty straight as I expected difficult, which is to say, it's hard, but it's
not
kind
of doable.
But it's not undoable by any means.
Yeah, it's not making you throw things.
Right,
that's good.
Not putting you to sleep because it's so frigging easy.
I really enjoyed Kirby. Fuck you.
No, Kirby's fine. It's just so fucking easy. And overstayed its welcome. Honestly, it overstayed its welcome.
I disagree. But...
Especially with all those little challenge levels that I didn't give a shit about.
Well, you just don't do them.
Well, I
you
wanted
play
to
them
see
until
if
you're
I
like,
unlocked
okay, I'm
something,
done with
man.
Dude, you and you're you like, don't. Oh, I'll get 100% and they're going to reward me. Nah, dude, Metroid Other M should have told you. Until you hear something from someone else that you get a reward for 100%, don't bother with
it. I got hard mode in Metroid. It sucks.
Yeah, and what did that get you after it?
It got me heartbreak and misery.
Exactly. Avoid that.
All right. You're right.
Is anyone interested in getting Golden Sun at any point? I kind of am. I don't know. I go back and forth.
I loved the first two Golden Suns. I don't have money right now.
That's been established.
Says a guy that just bought Gran Turismo 5 like 2 weeks ago, but a week ago. But that was it. That was the last... Hurrah.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of regretting it.
Not a chance. I'm still playing Dragon Quest IX.
Oh, no, Zach. I'm regretting it because it's so awesome. And it's taking all my time.
Gran Turismo 5. That's the game with the plumber who jumps on dinosaurs, right?
That's the one with it's the one with the cars.
The car game. Oh, and the red shells?
Blue shells?
They're red shells, right? Okay.
Well, there's this really stupid blue shell that they added.
Oh, man, so dumb.
Yeah, well, it used to be blue shells and red shells, but in this edition they broke it down to premium shells and standard shells. It's really stupid because the premium shells are modeled really nicely, and you can look inside of them, but, yeah, the other ones you can't.
You know, here's the thing, Nate, here's the thing. I watched my friend Luke play that for probably a half hour the other night, and he was doing a mission where you're in a VW van, and everyone else is too.
Yes.
And you're going about 50 miles an hour the whole time, and you try, he was trying to swerve around curves, and I was like, I have never been more bored watching this game.
I had a friend who did a 24-hour race in, like, Gran Turismo 4 or something.
Zach, I don't know what it is, Zach, but I really get into it.
All right.
Yeah, like,
no,
I can
see if
you're kind of into cars or something, getting into it.
Mm-hmm. I'm generally not into cars.
Maybe it's better playing it instead of watching it.
It's fun. I'm not really into cars, but when I play that, like, it's like every 2 or 3 years I really get into a driving game. And I just
I got really into Dirt 2. That was a really fun game.
It's a totally random one to get into.
So anyways, am I going to get Golden Sun? I'm probably not going to buy it. Maybe someone will be kind enough to get it for me for Christmas in my family. And that's my only hope of playing it for now. I mean, you know, next year rolls around, I might pick it up on the cheap sometime.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't really have that much time anymore to play these RPGs. Like, Etrian Odyssey just kicked the crap out of me, and it was a massive time sink. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's it for the retail releases, and I guess let's do these downloads pretty briskly, and then we'll be done. First up, we got Cave Story for DSiWare. It's out for 1,000 points. We were talking about it earlier.
Yep.
I guess we don't really have to talk about it anymore.
Second
Rewind
verse,
if you want to hear that again. Tetris Party Live came out for DSiWare for 500 points. It includes online play, which is kind of cool for only $5, I guess. But then
I was actually contacted by the PR rep for this game. They wanted me to review it since I reviewed the actual disc or the cart based version. But I haven't decided if I'm actually interested in that or not, because I have a feeling it's exactly the same, and it seems kind of silly to...
Is it on WiiWare?
It's just Tetris, man.
It's a DSiWare game.
Oh, DSiWare. Yeah. Well, they can't code it to you or anything.
It uses the balance board.
I don't know. Yeah, it uses the balance board and...
Basically...
The zapper.
Yeah.
We could always get someone else to do it, too.
I mean, that's true. Tetris. I'd do it if somebody needed to do it.
I'll get back in touch with her. I haven't emailed her back
yet. It's got a great personality.
Yeah, really does.
The use of WeSpeak is pretty ingenious.
So Supermarket Mania for DSiWare for 500 points. It's a time management game in a supermarket. Mm-hmm. I put this in because it might be similar to Happy Birthday, Mark.
It's actually not. Here's where my... it's an iPhone game. It's more it's more similar to like Sally's Spa or Diner Dash.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
All right, that makes
Sally
sense.
Spa classic. Instant classic.
Instant classic.
Sushi
One of my
Go Round.
Favorites. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
games aren't bad. They're good on Facebook, and that's about it at this point.
They're never good. I always hate them. I always hate them with all of my passion.
With a hatred comparable to your hatred for Nazis, perhaps.
As a brown person. Sure. Yeah, sure.
So anyway, Snowpack Park. It's a WiiWare game published by Nintendo and developed by Skip, who you might know as the developer of such classics as Captain Rainbow and the Art Style series.
Nathan is our Asif Manvi.
Hey, Neil.
What?
I haven't really enjoyed any of the Art Style games.
Really?
No, I haven't either.
What's wrong
with you? I downloaded them based on like your reviews and stuff. I didn't really like them. I stopped playing them very quickly. I played them for like maybe an evening on the couch.
I mean, there's definitely some of them that kind of suck, but on the whole, I always had a very good time with them.
I got DigiDrive.
I love DigiDrive.
Didn't like it. And,
I loved it.
Something else, but I forgot it.
Tell you right now, Acquia sucks.
Acquia, like, when I reviewed it, I wasn't too hot on it, but then I picked it up a couple months later and really enjoyed it.
It's got a great personality.
It does.
I should stop
really.
Using it. I'm sorry.
Well, we have the title for the episode now, so...
This episode Gergen does have a great personality.
Yeah, Gergen is dead, or, you know, it's got a great personality.
I like Gergen is dead.
I like Gergen is dead. I like,
We could also do the newscast episode 32. Nobody gives a fuck this week.
I like the possible title of like having like a Nostradamus spin on it and having like Andy's predictions come true about something. Maybe next episode.
Yeah. Exactly.
After his death.
All right.
Next episode, I suspect Zach won't be here.
Virtual console. Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, Snowpack Park, it's a game where you play with penguins. I just mentioned it because it's developed by Skip. And as far as with WiiWare and DSiWare going forward, because in the last episode we just completely skipped it because we didn't care. Right. We'll just talk about ones that are mildly notable or we might be able to bullshit about for a little while. And I think you have examples of all of those in the four games I picked out this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then for Virtual Console, which we should always mention because it's not going to happen too often, we have Spin Master for Neo Geo. It's a side-scrolling action game. And we also have Magical Drop 2, which is also for Neo Geo and is a puzzle game. Will we get something that's not a Neo Geo game? Because I think the past like six Virtual Console games at least have been for the Neo Geo.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well.
Whoop-de-doo.
None of us have any insight into this, obviously.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Can we do an episode about Troll 2?
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
I've only seen that one scene where it's like, they're going to eat me, or like, they ate her. They're going to eat me
next. God, they're eating her. And then they're going to eat me.
Yeah, that's the only part I've seen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah.
And then we could do one on The Room.
Sure.
Oh, God.
All right, I think...
That's
a newscast, Neil. Right.
That about does it for this episode 32 of Newscast. On the horizon?
Beyond the event horizon.
On the horizon, we have some cool shit going on. Do we want to talk about this now, fellows?
Hold on.
I believe we're going to have an episode about robots, right?
Yeah, I mean, just going to go into PoloCast starting in 2011.
Right, and then we're going to have... Why don't we open it up to, like, requests, you know? Not necessarily for specific episodes, but, like,
play
maybe
Floyd.
General trends that we could follow in our off weeks.
Yes.
So here's the deal.
So, yeah.
Let's lay this out. So I think we're kind of going to make this announcement a little bit later, but we might as well do it now, because what do we have to hide from you, really? So we've been doing this newscast for a little over a year now, coming up on about a year, maybe 2 months, and... You know, one thing has pretty much stayed the same, and that's the format of the show. We've done, you know, what you're reviewing, we've done the downloads, the weekly releases, any top stories and quick hits. The newscast that you've come to know and love, it's not going to go anywhere. We're still going to be doing the newscast every other week, but we're going to start maybe making the show a little bit briefer, maybe cut down on some of the extracurricular bullshit that we tend to throw in between topics, so that we can bring you more content. And the more content's going to come in the form of a weekly show instead of the current biweekly show. Every other show will be the newscast that you know and love. And in between, we're going to start trying some new stuff. Now, we're not going to be Radio Free Nintendo. We're not going to step on their toes with their format, you know, all the stuff that they have going on.
We could reach their toes to step on them.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly.
We might
what
be
I'm...
able to like jump and touch them, but that's about it.
Actually, I think we can uncomfortably lick a crevice in their foot.
Yeah, the four-toed statue
like
that is RFN.
John would like it.
So basically, we're gonna try a few different things. We're gonna do some, you know, spotlights on specific games. We're going to do sort of just some random bullshit of, like, you know, what you've been playing kind of deal. We're going to do, you know, a game where – or an episode where one of us recommends a game to the other three and we all seek it out and play it for a while. I know you're saying that probably sounds like retroactive, but this really isn't about listener interaction. It's sort of just about what happens when you take a game that's completely –
we haven't played.
It's not about you. It's about us.
Well, actually, we can draw a direct comparison. For anyone that's been listening to Crosstalk.com and Johnny Metz's Discover Music Project, we might end up trying something kind of similar to that, where we do like a Discover Games project or some sort of thing like that.
One of us will recommend
the other three a game that they haven't played before.
Right.
Selection.
Or two of us.
Well, we're gonna start this off this sort of random not really newscast style newscast with next week's, well, not next week, but next show, which is going to be in 2 weeks. We're not going to go weekly until after the new year, but so we're going to kick off these new sort of tangential shows this month. We're not going to go weekly until after the new year, but we're going to kick off with the next episode of the newscast is not going to be the same old formula that you've come to expect from us. We're going to kick it off with
Robot Cast.
Well, partially that's going to be because Zach will be gone, but
I'll be in Hawaii, bitches.
Enjoy.
Oh.
I'll try.
We should have taken the opportunity to have a podcast about dinosaurs while Zach's gone.
Game Club Jurassic Park.
Wow.
Dr. Grant, the man was a genius. Before Zach blows a
fuse. Clever girl.
Anyway, we are going to be coming to you with our Game of the Year discussion next episode. And then the following episode, we're going to try something a little different, but we'll leave that kind of up in the air for now for you guys. I just wanted to, you know, bring it out there and let you guys know that there's some changes coming, but for what it's worth, the same old newscast isn't going to go anywhere. We're going to keep doing it. Yeah. We're just going to start adding more stuff in between. So if you have any ideas for the kind of content you'd like to hear from the newscast, go ahead and email them in to, what's that email address, Neil?
Newscast@NintendoWorldReport.com.
Hey, that's the one. And let us know what you want to hear. And
sort of a,
you know,
reading rainbow kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean, if anyone has any suggestions or ideas, we might not really listen to them, but you can always send them,
right,
and we'll read them. It's just we might not do them.
But yeah. We might.
We'll briefly consider every request.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe have some kind of back and forth, maybe with you.
But Neil, about it.
But Neil, when Disneyland opened in 1956, the pirates didn't eat the tourists.
Right.
Wasn't it 1955?
I don't fucking know.
I can't wait to edit 3/4 of this episode out. It's
gonna
all
be
right,
so yeah.
Much fun.
See you guys in 2 weeks, and we'll be talking about our games of the year.
Gergen is dead.
He is.
Go ahead
later.
And ruin it for everybody. Well,
bye.
Bye,
everybody. Bye.
You do realize that Gergen is dead won't make any sense until the stinger.
I know. That's why I kept repeating it. That, I mean.
We've been doing the newscast now.
How many of you are actually going to get to the end of the show? Like, for real?
God
yeah.
bless you.
To be fair, the one guy who's still listening, you're getting a real scoop here.
Hey, Jeffrey, thanks for listening.
Hey, Jeffrey. Okay, so
is
I'm
the guy
I'm,
who was sending us the emails?
No, just random Jeffrey. Oh,
okay.
Hey,
hopefully.
Jeffrey.
That was Kyle, I think.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. Oh my God, this is so right for editing. I can't wait to trim half this bullshit out of the show.
yeah, this is going to be like we are
dude,
closing on an hour.
Year.
This is going to be like a half an hour
line,
show.
Man.
Just have it be a 5-minute show and then have a 40-minute stink. Do it.
All right. Take two. Go.
What is it?
I mean, there definitely are a lot of times where, you know, your choices alter, like, what
hello?
Different characters
hi,
are
Andy.
Around and stuff like that, but
hey,
it just...
Hi, Andy.
Hello.
Andy, can you hear me?
Hello.
I can hear you.
Hi, Andy.
Did we lose everyone?
Hello.
Did Andy die? I think Andy died. Oh, no. Andy's dead. Can you guys hear me? Hold on. Let me...
Hello.
Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
Bear sad tidings.
Andy's dead?
Andy Gergen is dead.
Well,
no!
It was going to happen one of these days.
It was his birthday, and he died. He wasn't meant to live longer than X years, because I don't know what his... Yeah.
31, I think. No, older than that.
31? Today we mourn the... let's do it. We're doing the Andy Gergen retrospective right now.
There we go.
He was a good
man.
I can't believe he's dead. I can't believe he's dead, guys.
He's gone. Dad's going to flush him down the toilet. You can watch. He's going to a happy place. Or he can swim all day. And he's just sleeping, Neil. Don't worry.
Andy!
We'll have to shave his beard off so
I
he can
your name,
actually get his head
through
the toilet.
I thought your name was Drew
here.
For such a long time.
You thought what was Drew?
I thought his name was Drew. He confused me. Drew MG, and then he's like, hey, I'm Andy. I'm like, what the fuck?
Drew, short for
Andy.
Doesn't
make any sense.
So basically, we're going over, in this retrospective, the life and the lies of Andy Gergen. From falsified names to misleading pictures.
What's that M stand for?
You see his Facebook picture? Yeah, Andy's actually Asian. Something none of us could have known.
Wow.
Oh, and see, here he is. See, he's talking to us
right
now on the chat.
Trying to claw his way back from the dead here.
From the dead.
Kick him back into the grave.
It's not actually him.
It's not your time yet.
Don't believe. He is a false prophet. That's not Andy.
Oh, so he's the Antichrist, and this is the beginning of the revelations. Well, shit.
Right. Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Hope you folks pick the right religion.
And hide your husband.
Uh-oh.
Because, oh, yeah, crap. I'm screwed because I look Muslim.
Yeah, dude.
No, and that's
you're
a horrible
get,
thing
you're
to
gonna
say,
you're
going
to get felled up in the airport, sir.
Oh, my God.
So, like, can we add him?
American has very big penis.
I'm calling him now.
Okay.
He could have just
I
joined
enjoyed this.
I think he could have just joined. I think he should listen to this. I'm thinking bonus content.
Man,
I'm recording bonus content right now.
Yes.
This is going
I have not
in.
Stopped recording.
Oh, Andy, I think his internets are just completely messed up. He's offline again. Why don't we just keep...
That sounds like a dial tone.
What the fuck?
Hi, Drew.
Yes, Andy, we've got you on the line here. What's that? No, you're dead. Screw you.
Okay. What's the magic phrase? You could win a donut.
Are you Andy Gergen?
The strangest thing is, the call came from my goddamn cell phone. I'm talking to you on my fucking cell phone.
He sounds like he's talking through the anal cavity of a camel, and the noise is coming out of his mouth.
Andy, are you in the bathroom right now?
I think he's underwater. Guys, I think he's drowning.
Did you guys...
Who pressed the flusher? Crap.
Did you guys see any of the shit I posted in the chat room?
Yes, and I've been trying to call you this whole time.
Well, I think I'm back on now, but, like, you called, and the fucking call went through to my cell phone because I had Skype mobile loaded.
Let me tell you something, Andy. You sound just terrible, and I'm sure you're not recording.
I'm going to hang this up and then call again.
This
like,
is the
minute,
voice
okay?
of death. Andy is
He's
buried.
He's speaking to us like an angel.
Oh, God, we buried him alive!
I miss him.
What's his picture on Skype? It looks like a milkman.
It might be.
Maybe.
I think it's a postal worker, isn't it?
A postal worker.
Old-timey postal worker?
That's it. Andy is a postal worker. His name is actually Drew. He lives out of a pickup.
No, he lives in a van down by the river.
Dude doesn't even own a Wii this whole time. He just takes
some playing ROMs, man.
Hey,
He just takes the games we send him.
He's alive!
Tapes them to his cardboard box and uses it as more shelter.
Thank God.
Goes to the public library, writes a review, sends it to us. Yeah, game's great.
Wait, is Andy on now? Oh,
yes,
shit.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, he's here.
He's alive!